Now we are going to do Upekkha meditation, equanimity. So let us go to slide number 2. Here we have Dhamma parts from non-greed, non-hate, non-delusion. So we have trained by higher thought, Adichitta Sikkha, trained by higher virtue, Adisila Sikkha, trained by higher wisdom, Adipraknya Sikkha. And down below, we have next line, sign of quiet, Samatha Nimitta, sign of equanimity, Upekkha Nimitta, sign of exertion, Paggha Nimitta. And then we have renunciation thinking, Nikkama Vitakka, non-ill-will thinking, Avyapada Vitakka, the final knower faculty, Ananyata Vino Indriya. So when you look at the train by higher thought, remember this is removal of volitional formations that construct neither perception nor non-perception, perception of formless sphere, jhana, perceptions that assign permanency to the form. So when we get rid of these things, then we get right view. So then we get this jhana concentration, so this trained by higher thought is consisting of jhana concentrations, that is jhana 1, 2, 3, 4 with wisdom after the removal of those three things we mentioned. Now you can see that one is actually feeding and helping the sign of equanimity because we have the right view. Remember sign of equanimity. Here we perceive the action of killing, stealing, etc. as suffering because of the pleasure that have arisen when we refrain from killing. Remember that bloody-handed person, he went to practice virtue and then he see other people are not killing and he is not with bloody-handed today. So he had some sort of a pleasure because he is not killing. And because of that pleasure, and whatever thing he has been doing before, like killing, stealing, now he considers them as suffering. So, now that one, remember we contemplate 10 unskilled state of the mind. And we were trying to get rid of them. Killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, that is bodily ones. And then the lying, harsh speech, frivolous talks and slander, those are the verbal ones. And then the mental ones that we have, wrong view, covetousness and ill will. So now the wrong view is removed because of this train by high thought. We get the right view. Because you are removing these volitional formations and you are not having these perceptions of formless vyajana and perceptions that assign permanency. So since you have got rid of those things, then you have the right view. So in the meditation, you are actually looking at the sign of equanimity, how it is get nourished from the other terms, like trained by high thought. Now when you come to the sign of quiet, Samatha Nimitta, now you can see that is the concentration to get rid of greed, hate and delusion. And you know, hate leads to killing and killing leads to hate. So now, since we are in a concentration level, we are happy, we don't want this killing. So therefore, it is actually supporting sign of equanimity because we are not killing. And on the other hand, you can see it is helping this dotted arrow going towards number 3, train in higher virtue. Adisila Siksha. Here we are getting rid of killing, having compassion. So since we understand hate leads to killing and we are not going to do those killings. And here you can see that in train in higher virtue, having got rid of killing, effort is made not to let them come to arise. In other words, you remember, as in Potali Sutra, not seeking pleasurable forms. due to volitional formations. So then it is actually nourishing and supporting this sign of equanimity. This is a really good meditation. So you can see from the left side we got the right view. And also you can see this sign of quiet is helping us to have non-ill will thinking. That is thoroughly establishing on the sign of equanimity. So hate is subsiding. So remember we are getting rid of greed, hate and delusion in sign of quiet. So hate is subsiding. And also focus on the right side, starting from the middle. That is number 3. Train in higher virtue. And that one is supporting train in higher wisdom. That is formless spheres, wholesome state of the mind, arupa jana kusala. That is not clinging to any formless spheres. So here we are actually not holding to any jhana concentration. Because we are not going from taint of ignorance to taint of sensual desire. Which you learn, you know, we are going through this non-heat path and then you have this, you are coming to aggregate of virtue. When you come to aggregate of virtue, remember we are not going from taint of ignorance to taint of sensual desire. We go to taint of sensual desire thinking these jhana planes are actually pleasurable. So since you are not going that way, you get rid of whatever attachment to those jhana concentration. So that one is actually help and support us to get rid of covetousness. If I say this jhana concentration is good for me and I want to be there. So now we are not holding to any of them. So we can get rid of the covetousness, abhijja. So then it is actually coming to sign of exertion. So establishing on the Four Noble Truth. So here we have the right view. With the right view, we get rid of covetousness. From trained by higher wisdom, and it is supporting you to get rid of the covetousness. Now you have the right view and you say that I don't want the covetousness at all. So you can see it is like a triangle here. Number 3, trained in higher virtue, is supporting trained by higher wisdom. From that one we get the sign of exertion and it is feeding back to the trained in higher virtue. So therefore the covetousness part in equanimity, sign of equanimity that we are want to get rid of, the covetousness part is now triangle on the right side, top right triangle is helping us to get rid of the covetousness. Now we are coming to final nova faculty, anyata vino indriya. By the destruction of taints, one would become taintless. And you know this one is fourfold. That is this effort to prevent the arising of taints that have not arisen. So we are getting that one from the sign of equanimity, upekkha nimitta. So how do we get that one? You see here, remember we were mentioning this one is taint. We are not going from taint of sensual desire to the taint of ignorance. So what is supporting us to go from taint of sensual desire to taint of ignorance? It is the beauty, super. Now beauty is removed when there is no covetousness. That was actually supported from the top triangle. And so now this is the sign of equanimity is connected to that one. And then the next one is one should get rid of taints that have arisen. Now let us focus on the taints that have arisen. Now here you can see that we were born. So we have aging because of the birth. So we have ill will. So what we can do? We have to be with non-ill will. So that part is supported from the non-ill will thinking. So now you can see the first two terms of the final no faculty is supported by the sign of equanimity and non-ill will thinking. And then let's go to the third one. Whatever wholesome mental states that have to be used for getting rid of taints, those skill state of the mind should have been developed. So remember that it is in the train by higher thought. Before that one, concentration with thinking and exploring, Savitakka Savichara Samadhi. There you were talking about this Dibba Vihara, heavenly abiding, and the Brahma Vihara, divine abiding. That is four measureless states, and noble abiding, and Aninja Vihara, imperturbable abiding. So those things, when we are contemplating, you learn this arising and passing away phenomena and so on. So now you can see, trained by higher thought, so those are the things that we should have been developed to get rid of taints. So that one is a bit far away. And then in the diagram. And then whatever wholesome mental states that have to be maintained for getting rid of taints, those wholesome mental states should be maintained without confusion. That part is coming from sign of exertion, paggahanimitta. So this one can go up to highest right to you. Remember, the highest right to you has only the cessation of suffering. So this meditation is really good. So here you are actually focusing on the sign of equanimity first, and then 10 unskilled state of the mind, and then you are on to get rid of them. You know, that whatever thing you have been doing before, like killing, then you understand one day that when you are not doing that one, you have pleasure. Because of the pleasure, you perceive whatever thing you have been doing before as suffering. So now, when you are contemplating the 10 unskilled states here that you are trying to get rid of, and you make a link, you know, the train by higher thought, then you are getting the right view, and contemplate on the each term individually, and then how it is supporting the sign of equanimity. So make the link as I explain. So for example, sign of quiet. So we are trying to get rid of the greed, hate and delusion. So hate leads to killing. So if I'm getting rid of hate, then I don't have killing. So it is supported here. Similarly, we are going up, and then from the top right triangle, getting rid of the covetousness. Then the sign of equanimity is supported from the top right triangle. And having done that one, then you are putting them together in the final knower faculty. And then we have written down how the connection is. Now when you do this one, it's a good meditation, and you will reach equanimity, upekkha. So when you reach equanimity, one may sort of get attached to that one, and it is good, I want to be here. If you are not delighting about it, and tendency to lust, raga anusaya, is get rid of, then you would reach liberation due to equanimity. For this to happen, one should understand that concentration with equanimity is not lasting. One would understand it by thoroughly investigating the final column of dukkha table. If it is not worth having passion of delight, is it pleasurable or suffering? Certainly, it is pleasurable. So, that is the meditation.